We're here at Knotfest with Liam and Connor from Wind Waker.
Hey,
how's
mate?
It going?
How are we, guys?
Yeah, very good.
How's Knotfest experience been for you guys?
Fucking sick.
Insane.
Yeah?
Insane. Yeah, really, I'm very sad it's over. We just played our last set.
Yep.
So,
yeah. I caught a couple of tracks.
Yeah?
Just from the sides.
What'd you think?
Guys, you kill it every single time.
Cheers,
I've actually got a bone to pick with you, Liam.
Okay.
Yeah. I caught you guys at the Bright Side, and you claimed to be sick that night.
I was.
Bullshit.
So, do you want to know why I can confirm you were sick? Because the whole band was sick except me,
really?
And no one came to Loden.
Well, you were staying right at the back, yeah. So I'm surprised.
Yeah,
I'm surprised
I spent that entire sound check in bed at the hotel.
Oh, really?
So crook. I was pale-faced.
Well, look,
yeah.
There's half of my questions gone now.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just kidding. No, you guys have most amazing energy on stage. So fact that you guys were all sick, except for yourself, great show.
Unreal.
Amazing show. But how does it feel to be sharing the stage with like the likes of like Lamb of God and Disturbed and Pantera?
Unreal, man.
Yeah?
Unreal. Big boy stage.
Yeah, it's very
it's
very small fish in the big pond.
Yep.
Like, we're backstage building our gear and things for the set, and we're like, you know, all right, don't get in Disturbed's way. Like, that's Disturbed world.
Yeah.
It's very, very like humbling and inspiring.
Yeah.
It's good.
And also
yeah.
like a great opportunity to like represent Australia on like such an international bill.
Absolutely.
You know? So
absolutely.
Yeah, we're honored.
Have you been able to like sort of mingle with them? Any of the big guys?
Yeah, I mean not the big guys, but maybe hopefully today. Because look, a lot of this run we've been driving, so like we'll sort of peel off a little bit early from the festival. So today is the first day that we're actually going to experience the festival
nice.
And all the bands it has to offer. So very excited to kind of mingle with a lot of people. But I don't know, I've been getting on with some of the, you know, like bands like Speed and
yep.
You know, some of the sort of the earlier bands. Yeah,
yeah, cool. So have you been able to catch any of the shows as well? Like,
yeah,
or is it literally get off stage, pack the stuff and...
It's definitely a bit of that.
It has been that for the most part. I caught Wage War in Melbourne.
Yeah.
They were really cool. I was really caught because Speed play after us.
Right.
So every time we finish, we go straight into Packtown. And so I never got to catch Speed. But
very grateful to be sharing the stage with Skindred as well. Mm. Like, they're just absolutely
iconic.
Killer every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very cool to catch them today.
Nice.
Saw Asking Alexandria in Melbourne as well. They were amazing. Same with Wage War, Hailstorm. Yeah, everyone.
Yeah, nice. Is there anyone on the lineup that you'd want to do a tour with? Whether it be Australia or international, like if the stars align,
I mean, Speed definitely.
Oh, Speed
would be sick.
So sick.
Lamb of God for me too.
Yep.
I would love to go to the States with Wage War.
Okay.
Yeah. On their home turf.
Yep.
Bring the because we're on the same label and things. Bring the very small little brothers over. That would be very sick.
That would be a really good match. So you guys have obviously had the new EP launch as well.
Yep.
What's the reception been like?
Very positive, like probably the most positive release thus far, like to Sirens. I mean, Sirens is on the EP as well, but but as far as like music goes, yeah, this one's just like taken off and come at the right time with Knotfest and everything.
Oh, you guys timed it perfectly.
Yeah,
like,
so getting to play these new songs as well in the set's been very interesting. But
you've incorporated it in?
Yeah, three of the songs on the EP we'd never played live before until Knotfest.
Yeah, right.
So today was the third time we've played, you know, Fractured, Wall, and Villain. So been very interesting to see the reception of that in real life.
When Fractured dropped, like, it took over.
Yeah,
like I've just been session that nearly every
go.
Day. Yeah,
my boy.
I like the right.
Yeah,
that was Connor.
That was so sick. So next up, you'll be packing your bags to tour with Northlane.
Yeah,
yes?
Going to the States first time.
Yeah. Excited?
Excited.
Nervous.
We're grateful. Again, similar to like Knotfest, like just a great opportunity to kind of create these first impressions for people that might not have ever seen us before. Yep.
So. Do you get like, I know with the social analytics, do you get much feedback from like the States
or
the UK or anything like that?
70% of our fan base is American. According
True.
To the
it's,
analytics.
It's pick your
sorry.
Game up, Australia.
It's sort of,
you're
it's sort of like
out.
For every one Australian fan, there's like 9 American fans or something like that. It's that's sort of the metric that we've got.
I hope they're ready.
I hope so too. Sounds like it.
The comments are looking promising. It sounds like people are keen.
Yeah,
so we'll see.
Awesome. But I am a little concerned with all that jet setting. Please tell me we're going to get into full-length album by the end of the year, because I need that for at least Christmas.
I can confirm there'll be a lot more new music.
Excellent.
I can't confirm anything else, but yeah.
We spent all last year writing. Yeah. Put it that way.
Okay, so cool.
A lot of music.
Yeah, nice.
So, yeah. Awesome. This EP is definitely just the start.
Big things coming.
Watch this space.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us on the show today.
Thanks, Jack.
And enjoy the rest of Knotfest.
You too.
Thank you.
Nice to meet
you.
Likewise.
Oh, yeah.